Hey guys, and welcome back to Marketing Food Online Podcast. This is the second installment of our brand new podcast, which I'm super excited about, helping you bring your food product and your recipe to market and bring it either online or into retail stores. So each segment that I'm going to do, I'm going to talk specifically about a certain topic dealing with the production and the development of a food product, namely a private label food product. If you are making your own food products or you've got an idea for an item, no matter what it would be, if it's anything from barbecue sauces to salsas or a hot sauce to a granola mix, I will walk you step by step through every process that you'll need to either open your e-commerce store and to get it online, or if you want to get into the retail stores, I can show you exactly what you'll need to do and the steps to do that as well. This podcast will be highly resource rich and give you over 30 plus years experience from myself being in the food business and having my own food business now for roughly 10 years, being in a brick and mortar bakery that my wife and I started to now a hugely successful e-commerce business with several stores, six stores online actually, and a YouTube channel that we have as well, which brings a lot of information to you in video format. But now with our podcast, it's going to be great. I have an opportunity to talk to you directly, and you can listen at your convenience. So let's get underway. If you do not know that my YouTube channel, I like to get my videos up and running and get to the point. I don't like to jabber on and waste your time. So this being the second podcast, I want to get into how do you determine what it is you're going to make. There's a lot of people, a lot of subscribers on my channel that always ask me, you know, I'm not sure where to start. I just have a recipe for an item. You know, I've got a few items that I make at home, some cookies it might be, or it might be some type of jellies or jams or preserves. And I always get compliments on it. So people tell me, hey, you know what? I want to maybe get into a business and figure out how can I sell this to make money. So where do I start? So the first step, to be honest with you, is it's a question that you may not realize, but where are you going to start making it? There's always many, many food businesses that start from home. And if you're doing that, that's fine. Almost every state has cottage food laws, they're known as, and they allow you to produce a food product within your home and sell that locally. You know, if it's through a farmer's market, if it's through a fairs and festivals or different local food events, that is allowed in a lot of states. And what I'll do is I'll get into much more detail with certain podcasts. I'll do specifically state by state, and I'll cover all of the information and the contact information where you can get in touch locally with the Department of Agriculture or your local health office. So where are you going to produce it? So if you're making it out of home, that is fine, like I mentioned before. Now, if you're doing that, you are limited. You're limited to what you can actually produce out of your home, which may limit the type of product you end up making, okay? But if you can, if you're going into a facility or if you're wanting to open up a retail location or some type of facility that is not in your home and can be licensed as a commercial facility making and producing food, that is different. You can pretty much make whatever you like at that point, and you can sell it online. Okay. But if you're doing it from your home, just keep in mind that it is limited. And what I mean by that is that if you're producing a food product, in general terms and general laws based on, national guidelines and federal guidelines, it has to be something that is not time or temperature sensitive. Something that could spoil, something that has to be maintained at a certain temperature, refrigerated at a certain temperature, that has a very small window of expiration, like if it was a cheese Danish, for instance. These types of products are products that cannot be produced in your home. So that is the first step. That is the key point, is to figure out where you want to produce it. There's a lot of commercial kitchens that you can rent and you can start a food business from that have the proper licensing, and they have the proper inspections and the proper departments that come in to make sure everything is up on the up and up. And you can produce food products there, and they are not being produced within your home. If you're looking to do a commercial style food business, renting a kitchen is a great step forward, and that you don't have to actually create an entire facility to have. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, if you can produce a product that's within your home and you want to start locally, which is something I highly, highly recommend. If you've never been in the food business before, if you've never developed a food product from scratch and you've never gotten into the packaging, the food insurance, the licensing, the inspections, and everything else that goes along with it. Starting local is great. It allows you to get your feet wet and get a chance to interact with people locally and get some feedback whether or not the product is something that you really want to invest money, time, and all the other resources that you're going to have to put into it, if it's really something that's worth that. So having a recipe and having an idea is good, but again, answer that first question. Figure out where it is that you specifically want to start physically, like where are you going to produce your product, okay? Now, if you're doing it locally, there are a lot of products that you can actually make from home. Many of them, if it's like a trail mix, if it's a dry nuts, maybe it's seasoned nuts, and you have a handful of different types of flavors or different types of nuts that you want to do, that's allowed in most states. What is really unique about the cottage food laws is that they have a federal guideline. There's some national standards, if you will, that are set up for cottage food laws. And then it trickles down into the state level. The states have the authority to kind of delegate regulate that more specifically. And they can limit it or they can unlimit it. And then it gets down to the local municipalities, your local counties, okay, and cities. Every city and county is going to have their own ordinances and their own licensing and their own expectations of your food business. So do keep that in mind too. Now, I don't want to scare you away from the concept, the idea of bringing a food product to market if you start locally, and there's going to be a handful of hoops you kind of have to jump through, okay? But don't get afraid from that. If I mention that, you know, there's going to be a handful of things, you have to have licensing and you have to have inspections and certain parts of your kitchen, you know, you can't have this, you can't have that. And like I said before, I'll delve into that more in another podcast explaining that. So find out where you want to do it first. And then once you've established that, you can move forward. The next step would be to understand what you can and cannot make if you're doing it from home, okay? And again, if you're going into a kitchen that you're renting, a commercial kitchen, you could pretty much create whatever you want. There are some restrictions, some guidelines, and a few things that you need to be aware of. But overall, all in all, if you're starting locally, that's a great step. There are quite a few states that have very large and very high amounts of money that you can make. Each state does, in some cases, actually limit the amount of money that you can make a year. But many of them actually, like for Florida, for instance, was just increased to up to $50,000 a year that you can produce food out of your home. And that's pretty amazing. That's great. That's a large amount of money. If it's something you're doing part time, okay, if you're just starting out, an extra $50,000 a year would not be bad. So keep that in mind. There are some things that you can and can't do, as I mentioned. So what I'll do is I'm going to get into my next podcast. I will go into much more detail about the next steps as far as figuring out the type of ways to market your product, type of ways to package it, label it, kind of make it look pretty, if you will, and get it appealing, visually appealing. So if you go to farmers markets or if you're going to places locally and selling your food products, you want to catch people's eyes. You don't want to make it look like it's something that you really aren't taking seriously. And it's just something that you do as a hobby on the side to the point where the packaging itself, it kind of hinders you from making money. And I'll get into ways that you can get resources and find places to get the right packaging and get the right labeling, and plus what is required on the labeling. So for this episode, I want to wrap it up. I want to keep it short and sweet. And again, just keep in mind, answer that question. Find out for yourself first, figuring out where do you want to produce it, okay? And again, if you do go into a commercial kitchen, a last little note, many states have them all over the place. It's really kind of predominantly in a lot of places that are more metropolitan and rural. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of commercial rented kitchens that are available in a lot of rural areas. Metropolitan areas, city-like areas have a lot more, just mainly, I think, because of the population itself and the need for it. So if you are in a certain area, if you want to drop me a note or send me an email and ask me, you know, if the city that I'm in, if there's any, I have a ton of resources at my fingertips and I've been doing this for a very long time. So I'll get you some information and resources to help you out and figure out what would be the best route for you to go. So if you want to get in touch with me, my email is marketingfoodonline@yahoo.com. Again, that's marketingfoodonline@yahoo.com. please feel free to contact me and follow up with any questions that you might have. Again, this is a brand new podcast, and I'm super excited about it, and I get a chance to expand my reach, if you will, to kind of help more and more people. Our YouTube channel is doing fantastic, and we've got a lot of positive feedback. So I look forward to the next podcast. And keep in mind, again, if you have any questions, simply email me and follow up with me. I appreciate that feedback as well. So you guys have a great night, and thank you so much.